That's that motivational song that Sir Erwin sings to his trees.
You didn't know it, but when you were out there singing, so when Gary was out there with the microphone hiding in the trees, and we go for authenticity around here at this
very
broadcast.
Very covert doing that.
I like it.
75 different varieties, and like you had said, this was all because it was part of the testing growing grounds of U of A. And when we say testing, if you eat the citrus, you're not going to grow like a fourth leg or a third eye or something like that. They were testing different varieties to see what we could be successful with here in Arizona, and that's why there's so many varieties on site. And you mentioned you guys are even going to try grafting some of your own, bringing some new varieties in. Explain the grafting process for citrus, just for anyone that may not be familiar with how citrus has been grown basically for the last 125 years.
Yeah, so the citrus and grapes and rose bushes, actually, they're all grown in the same way. You actually have a rootstock, which is one type of tree, and that tree you pick for how well it gets along with the soil in the area that you're at and the climate at large. And then you have what they call the scion, which is the part of the tree that produces the fruit. And the relationship in between the rootstock and that scion is also important. There's some trees that just graft better to certain rootstocks, but literally take the one and the rootstock, and you cut an opening on it, and you slide in the bud of the fruiting part of the tree that you want. And as that matures, those two cut pieces will fuse into one tree. And you can actually do multiple varieties of fruiting scions on a single rootstock. So you could have one tree with three or four different varieties of citrus. Matter of fact, I think over at Greenfield, our friends over in Mesa, Greenfield Nursery, I think they've got some for sale there that have two or three different varieties on one tree. So it's kind of fun. I have a friend of mine that has what he calls this Sprite tree. It's got a lemon and a lime on it. And he really enjoys that.
What are your favorite varieties?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, that's like asking me which kid's my favorite. I've just always been a sucker for just the parent Washington navel orange, which is about the most basic orange you could possibly think of. But I grew up on that stuff, and I really enjoy that a lot. And I'm a big grapefruit fan as well. And I know we're talking about lemons today some, and as far as lemon varieties go, I actually really enjoy, there's a thing called the Volca Mariana, which is actually a rootstock, but it's a lemon mandarin hybrid that occurred naturally I think 150, 200 years ago. And it's really, really good. I really enjoy that a lot. So yeah, there's all kinds of stuff out there. There's a thing called the Eustace Lime Quat, which is a lime kumquat hybrid. So you eat the whole thing, rind it all. And I really appreciate that too. It's really tart.
I go out to your U-pick for the grapefruit. I'm like you. That's like my favorite citrus. And I, when it's in season and I've gone to your U-pick, I'm having a grapefruit every morning. Some fun facts about citrus. The first citrus tree in Arizona was planted in 1889. Citrus production in Arizona peaked around 1970 with 80,000 acres in production. And, of course, here in the urban area, we've seen a lot of those citrus groves go out. But it's neat to know that there's places like Justice Brothers U-Pick, so we can check out some of those amazing varieties. It talks about one of the latest, the next bullet does talk about that. Due to urban development, only about 20,000 acres are now in production in Arizona.
Yeah, I've watched a lot. At its peak, there was actually 12 packing houses in Phoenix, and the last packing house closed. It was a Mesa Citrus Growers packing house closed in 2010. So now everybody ships their stuff down to Yuma for the most part, and most of the citrus production has moved down to Yuma. Mm-hmm. That's where a lot of it went.
And Yuma, in the terms of citrus, is still known for the lemons, and a lot of the lemons they export, not all of them, but a lot of the lemons they export to Japan. And they actually, even in citrus, there's different phases of when they come in and when they're picking. And the last Yuma farmer I talked to, they had actually started picking some of their lemons, I think, last month. So, but now with what you're doing and the U-Pick availability for your customers, you said you wouldn't be open until January, correct?
Yeah, typically we're open the second weekend in December. Well, let me rephrase that. Typically we shoot for the second weekend in December and then it rains. And then we're open the following weekend. But that happened to us 3 years in a row now. But yeah, normally we would be open by now. But like I said, some of our varieties just had some slow time getting up there. I've picked some grapefruit and we picked some lemons. But a lot of there's just so few varieties that are ready to harvest right now.
And we've actually got some calls coming in, and I haven't even given out the number yet this morning. 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Hit number one when you hear the auto attendant. If you'd like to talk about citrus or have a question about your citrus, Selwyn's on the line.